Hi everybody and welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2046. So today, finally, we've got some cool relief. The last 3 days have been up close to 40. And it's just really unpleasant. We get that really dry heat with the hot wind usually. It's just really unpleasant, hard to sleep. So today and for the rest of the week, it's going to be much more pleasant. And yesterday I recorded a show for the Mental Toughness and Body Show, episode 1181, called "Don't Let Up, It's a Mindset." And this is my message today. So yesterday was a public holiday here in Australia, certainly in Victoria. I don't think it's national. I think it's just Victoria. And I worked all day. And it was a productive day. And so we get back into today, and Tuesday is my day where I get an opportunity to get more things done because I have less client-facing time, and it's purposefully been left for me as a day where I can work on me, so where I can do my workouts, I can grow myself, I can work on the business, I can do all those things. Now, here's what happens for most people. It's been a long weekend. Some people may still be on holidays, but most will be coming back to work. It's been really hot the last 3 days. People get back to work today into their businesses, into their jobs as employees, and they're going to be in a go slow mode because it's been so hot, haven't slept so well, and hungover from the weekend or whatever, just feeling lazy. And it'll be by lunchtime or even tomorrow before people are starting to, okay, well, let's get back into some productive behaviours, etc., etc. Now, that's an employee type mindset, but I see many people that take this into their businesses as well, particularly small businesses. I'm not talking your successful businesses, but just small businesses. And it's that mindset that is going to kill you. It's going to kill your business. It's going to kill your potential growth and the success and what you're truly capable of. And that's why I do tend to work 7 days a week. I'm always working on something. I can't just sit around and do nothing. I have to be working on something, planning that next thing, taking steps to see how do I get to that next level. How do I keep making sure that I maintain the level of success that I've got, but then how do I keep adding on top of that as well? And I rest when I need to. But it's very easy for people to say, well, I need to have a long weekend off. I need to have 3-4 days off. I need to have 2-3 weeks off. I would go insane if I had 3 weeks away. I just need to keep on continuously working on what's important to me. Now, one of the biggest challenges in life really is finding that career, that job, that business that you absolutely love. And I've been fortunate through constantly asking myself the questions to find what it is that I really want to do. I was doing that for probably 19 years until I found what it is that I know that I'm meant to do. So therefore, I never work a day in my life because I just love what it is that I am doing, the impact that I have. And so that's a challenge. But while you're searching for that, you need to be unrelenting. You need to be relentless with your effort, your work ethic, your focus, your drive. And yes, all of that comes from a very solid base of having excellent health, excellent wellness, being pain-free, being strong, being energized. And most people don't have that. So if you want to get that edge for you, then you've got to put the focus in the right place. So I like to say that great health, energy, plus focus, plus work ethic is going to give you everything that you want. Plus coaching. Coaching's got to be in there as well. Otherwise, you just find that you have a lot of energy, doing a lot of things, but you're not doing the right things at the right time. And many people become emotionally attached to bad ideas and doing the wrong things and think, well, this will just eventually get me where it is that I want to get to. But the reality is it will not, because you haven't done it before. You're not getting coaching from somebody that's done it before. Let's face it, there's not going to be anything that you want to do that hasn't been done before. Let's be realistic. So therefore, you've got to find the best people for you to coach you to give you the result that they have gotten. And that's not going to be easy. If you think it's going to be easy and you think you're going to like find that magic coin to invest in and it's going to make you millions and millions of dollars without any effort at all, then you're approaching life and success the wrong way. Because let's just say that did happen and then you have all the millions. That's not success, that's just money, right? And whether it's luck, lottery, whatever, that's just luck. That's not success. That's not what is going to really fulfill you. And even though so many people, I was going to say most, I don't know what it's most, but probably a lot of people measure their success by their bank account or how much money, or they measure their happiness by what it is that they don't have. They think, oh, if I only had all this money, I could buy the cars, the, you know, the this, that, and the other. But if you listen to those people that have built their wealth and are truly, truly successful, they don't talk about any of that stuff, because that is not what is important. It's like Mike Slade, best friends with Steve Jobs, Bill Gates. He's talked about how the billionaire friends that he have talks about leisure fatigue. In other words, they're billionaires. They've got all the money that they need. They don't need to do anything else for the rest of their life. They can just live off whatever money they've made and they can just be happy. But the challenge is that if you go sit on an island or by a pool or something for 6 months, they get bored. Why? Because what it took for them to create the success, to create the billions, is this insatiable drive and appetite for success and to keep just doing more and more and more. And whatever your definition of more is, more impact, a greater sense of achievement for yourself, I think is probably the biggest one. And once you start to have success in those areas, then you realize that the money stuff, it really doesn't matter. It's just a byproduct of all that other great work that has been done. And so this is why most people aren't successful. They keep focusing on the money side rather than the bigger picture. So you've got to start somewhere, and it's got to start from within you. And that means, yes, creating the great level of health that you want or need. I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to use a case study of a client. I just did a fitness assessment on yesterday, and after we did the fitness assessment, phenomenal results. Like, she has lost around, pardon me, I think almost 15 kilos now. She's only in her mid-20s. Lost about 15 kilos, wants to lose a little bit more. I haven't prepared her report yet, so I can't remember the exact number of centimetres. But since she did her last assessment, which was about 10 or 12 weeks ago, and she's lost 37 centimetres off her body. Prior to that, I think she'd lost another, say, 50 or 60 centimetres. And like, her strength has improved phenomenally. Her cardiovascular fitness, like, she's taken over 3 minutes off her fitness assessment. Like a cardiovascular fitness assessment test, and like, she's just smashing it. And I sat her down and I said, "Look, just tell me about how you're feeling." She's very low key, very, you know, very quiet type of individual, and she said, "Yeah, I'm feeling really great." And you know, she was talking about her energy levels and stuff. And I said, "Isn't it interesting?" I said, "Remember when you first came in and we were speaking about the very first conversation I had with her?" Was around energy. And I said, I can explain, use all the descriptive words that I can find around energy. But I said, until you feel it, you're not going to know what more energy feels like. And she said, yeah, I know what you mean. And then her overall sense of of happiness and self-worth. I said, you just seem, not in a weight sense, but I said, you just feel lighter. I mean, you look lighter, I mean. You look like you are carrying less weight in the world. It just looks like you're happier, you're not as tightly wound up and so forth. And she said, yeah. She says, I am. I just feel really great. And, she's just so happy with where she's at. Now, the challenge that I have is trying to have people have that experience before they've achieved it, which is so difficult because all I can use is words and perhaps photos of people to say, look, this is for this person, this is where they are now. But otherwise, it's just words. And so there needs to be some element of faith that you can do this too. You can have all these benefits too. Now, what is the difference between this particular person and maybe somebody that's not that successful? Well, I'll tell you exactly what she does. She eats the meal plan that I've designed for her, and she's eating six times a day. She eats breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And she has three snacks. It's a calorie-controlled plan, but she doesn't have to count the calories because I've done all that for her, and she just has to follow her menu. She works out with me three times a week. She does strength training for 30-minute sessions three times a week. She has a fairly active job as well, but I just make sure that she's got a couple of dogs, and so I just make sure that she goes out for her mental health as well as get some steps up each day so that she can just clear her mind, she can get everything that's in her head out of her head and just enjoy nature, etc. She's drinking over 2 liters of water a day. She's getting good sleep, even though she's can have some odd shifts with her work and so forth. She's still getting good quality sleep, and she is implementing consistently. She does it every single day. If she goes away, she has a plan in place to help her be as good as possible as she can, and using the food that she has available. And so she's very, very focused. She's very driven. She wants to achieve the success. There's a big difference between that type of person and somebody that just wants to just go to the gym and work out, right? If somebody is on a weight loss journey, probably 80, 90% plus of someone's challenge in doing that is going to come down to their food. Right, so as soon as you can get that right for you, and I guess another challenge is that people see that if they want to do this, it involves restriction, and that is going to be destined for failure. We don't want to restrict. In fact, the meal plans that I create for people, they all tell me, I've been doing this for full time for, what is it now, 15 years this year. They all tell me it's way more food than they're used to eating. Why? Why were they going in the wrong direction before? Well, one, it's got to do with the type of food that they're eating. A lot of people will eat, say, processed food that is higher in calories, but it's not nutritious and filling, so therefore they have more of it. Whereas what I do is I put more like plant food in there, getting more protein into the meals and getting the right combination of that with your high-energy carbohydrates makes it much more satisfying and fulfilling for people. And most people also don't drink enough water. So then we throw water into the mix there as well. And what that does, it keeps you fuller for longer. It creates some really, really great outcomes. So it's a very science-based approach. It's not just, okay, let's just do something and see how it goes. It's a very science-based. It's just that we change the foods so that you can make sure that you're really loving what it is that you're doing, because there's nothing worse than as soon as you don't start to like some of the food, you're probably going to throw the whole thing out the window and go back to some of the things that you were doing before. And then I teach people how to incorporate those, I don't know, the foods that you might, like say pizza, for instance. We do a homemade pizza. But if you want that bought pizza, then you can have that too. Can you have it every day? Can you have it three times a week? No, but you can have it from time to time. You can incorporate those things. And then once you understand how to do that effectively without say, oh, well, I've had pizza and now my whole plan is out the window, then that's when you really start to understand that, well, actually, I can live this really, really great life. I mean, I don't go without the foods that I really enjoy, but if I, like people might look at me and they say, oh, you're lucky that you're this, that, or the other, and it's got nothing to do with luck at all. If I ate like most people ate, I would be overweight like everybody else and probably a lot quicker, and you would see it more on me because I'm shorter. Like taller people can get away with it for say 10 kilos or even more before it starts to show in a way that's kind of recognizable by people. If I put on 5 to 10 kilos, people are going to notice it in my face, in my tummy straight away, because I've got a much shorter body and torso. So it's not luck. It comes from good planning, good management, and understanding when you can eat things, when you don't eat things, and when you know how to get that right mixture. So that all comes back to making sure that what drives me and what I drive my clients to do is have this really good base of health. And then along with that great base of health, you will find that your energy levels start to improve. You start to sleep better. You start to get those positive messages to yourself that I'm doing something. I had a problem, or I had something that I wasn't happy with. I took action. I got coaching. I'm getting results. That feels great that I'm doing something to fix my problem and I'm getting results. That makes me feel better. You feel better because of the more energy and better quality of health. And then all of a sudden, you've got this like a snowflake rolling down a hill, which turns into a bigger and bigger snowball because you are doing all the right things to bring out the best person that you can be, the healthiest person that you can be. And that's what makes it super, super exciting. So you can do it too. You really can. So let's come back to where I started with. Today's Tuesday. Here was a long weekend. But given that it's Tuesday for you, wherever you are in the world, what are you doing today? Well, it's probably Monday for you in the world. How do you make sure that you are driven each and every day? How do you make sure that you are doing your best effort every single day? Life is short, right? You're going to have those bad days, but did you put in your best effort? Doesn't matter if you didn't win, if you like, or what you consider winning. It's like, did you put in your best effort? That's what really matters. Did you put in your best effort? If you did put your best effort, then no one can be upset with you, and neither can you. But what I question every day was that my best effort? Did I put in enough there? And I keep a tally of it all. So on that note, I've gone over my 15 minutes. So stay safe, stay healthy, stay focused, stay energized, and do something today to make your health better, your mindset better. Stay super, super focused. Don't let up. It's a mindset.